Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
I'm Dave Packer. A jury in Los Angeles found rapper A$AP Rocky not guilty of firing a handgun at a former friend in 2021. ABC's Alex Stone is outside the courthouse in Los Angeles.
A$AP Rocky took a big risk here. He was offered a plea deal for about 6 months in county jail. He said no. Had he been found guilty, he could have gotten 24 years in prison. This was a very big risk, and he won that risk.
U.S. and Russian delegations meeting in Saudi Arabia today discussing ending the war in Ukraine. Ukraine and European nations not included at the table. Israel says it'll keep some troops in five controlled outposts of southern Lebanon, defying the deadline for a total withdrawal under the peace deal with Hezbollah. The Lebanese government slammed the move, calling it a violation of the agreement. President Trump Tuesday signing a new round of executive orders, one to extend IVF access. Severe storms now blamed for 15 deaths across four states, the majority in Kentucky, after flash flooding. This is ABC News. The Senate is continuing with its fast-paced confirmation process, voting 51-45 to confirm Howard Lutnick as Commerce Secretary Tuesday night. Earlier, the Senate voted 48-45 to advance Kash Patel's nomination to serve as FBI director. A final vote is expected Thursday. We have an update on Pope Francis's health, and it's more serious than originally thought. ABC Chief International Correspondent James Longman has more from St. Peter's Square.
A concerning development here. Pope Francis is now fighting pneumonia. The 88-year-old had a CT scan which showed that he has now got an infection in both of his lungs, certainly more serious than the bronchitis he'd been earlier diagnosed with, and it all feeds into this complex clinical picture that we had been told about. Remember, he had part of a lung removed when he was a younger man. Despite all this, we are told he is in good spirits, and he thanks all those who've been sending him messages of support.
Burglars have ransacked another celebrity home. Keith Urban, Nicole Kidman, Dave Peck.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 10, sun mixed with a few clouds and still very cold, northwest winds around 10. Tonight, partly cloudy and brisk, a low of 3 degrees below zero. Thursday, partly cloudy and somewhat warmer, a high of 21. Thursday night, mostly clear and cold, a low of 2 degrees below zero. For Friday, mostly sunny, still cooler than normal but pleasant, a high of 23. Saturday, partly cloudy and a bit warmer, a high of 28. And Sunday, sunshine at times, noticeably warmer, a high of 38. Monday, 44, with a chance of sprinkles or flurries, otherwise some breaks of sunshine and mild. It's not mild this morning. It is warmer than yesterday, I guess. The air is calm after a midnight reading of negative 5. We are at 14 below zero on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer today. We begin the broadcast day officially Wednesday, February 19th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? or the land of the free. And the home of the brave.
I read God's precious book, and if you'll take a look, it tells a story. The Lord is coming soon.
Thank you very much. We start today in a positive way. I'll Be Gone from the group's Hope's Call. And before that, our national anthem performed by Michael Austin. Hello, friends. It's time for us to get together once again. Today is Wednesday, February 19th. Where is the time going? My goodness. And the scary thing is, I stepped out of the garage this morning with a mighty vibe, and I thought, well, you know, doesn't feel that bad out here. Well, you know, it's 11 degrees warmer than at this time yesterday here at the studio, so I guess it is warmer, but still, when 14 below feels more like the normal, well, that's kind of scary. But good luck getting there. Today, things are only going to get better. Tomorrow, a high in that range of around 21, so baby steps, and then toward the weekend, it looks like much warmer, too. So we'll get a chance to thaw things out a little bit. Let's start those chores on a Wednesday.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Train a coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a rolling on down to San Antone.
when I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. There's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. Freed me from this prison. If that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
And brother, that's our right. Cause me and that sweet woman's got a license to fight. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Cause if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. Oh, the woman on our party line's a nosy thing. She picks up her receiver when she knows it's my ring. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Well, if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. The boys all whistle when she walks by. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Well, if you mind your business, then you sure won't be minding mine. Talk around till 2 or 3. Now, brother, that's my headache. Don't you worry about me. Just mind your own business. Mind your own business. If you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. Seems to be high tone. I got all that I can do just to mind my own. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. If you mind your own business, you'll stay busy all the time.
Hank Williams, mind your own business, would you? It is 5:15. Today we remind you Second Harvest Mobile Food Pantry will be in Gaze Mills from 1:30 until 3 today. It will be located at 212 Main Street. Vernon County Over 50 will host Horse Sense with Ashley Adams today from 2 until 3. Adams is the lead instructor at a Coon Valley nonprofit using horses and riding to help people with disabilities. And a Wisconsin town meeting will be held. That's going on tonight at 6 at the Boaz Community Building. Those reminders from our community calendar today. Good luck getting there. It's 14 degrees below zero, and watch out on that ice, too.
Please help me, I'm falling.
On WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show. Don't be falling today now. Coming up, a check of sports and sports scores.
Looking for a better mobile experience? Y-Connect Wireless has you covered. Keep your favorite phone and number with their Bring Your Own Device plan. Enjoy the speed and reliability of a 5G network without the big carrier hassles, with local support and service tailored for you. Y-Connect Wireless delivers the connectivity you deserve. Call 608-524-1579 or visit ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, Saturdays from 9 until 1. Y-Connect Wireless, local, reliable, and built for you.
Uncover the best of outdoor recreation in Boscobel, Wisconsin. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce invites you to visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy provides the best care for the best you with exceptional service. Their dedicated, experienced staff is ready to support your home healthcare needs. Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. And taste the difference at Utter Brothers Creamery, located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel. From great eats to catering services, they've got something for everyone in Boscobel.
An update on sports today is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. River Ridge won 57-31 against Riverdale in area girls basketball last evening. La Crosse Logan over Richland Center 54-37. Highland got the win against Ithaca 52-47. Albany Monticello over River Valley 58-30. Kickapoo 59 and Boscobel 37 in games played last night, and Hillsborough 65-48 over New Lisbon. North Crawford edged Westby 47-45. In boys basketball, Ithaca 72, Lafarge 59, Seneca 75-39 over Boscobel. Fenimore beat Prairie du Chien 75-53. Lancaster 93, Waseca Steuben 50, River Ridge over Highland 75-60. It was a win for Alma Center Lincoln 69-33 over Hillsborough. Royal 78, North Crawford 60. It was Mauston 68-43 over Viroqua. Dodgeville and Darlington met last night, Darlington winning 66-57. Lots of boys' scores from last night, and it was Reedsburg 74-63 over Portage. Sauk Prairie beat Baraboo 63-49. John Tanjay scored 31 points, and number 11 Wisconsin beat Illinois 95-74 to earn its fifth straight victory and end its recent run of futility in this series. Wisconsin is 21-5, 11-4 in the Big Ten, had lost its last nine matchups with the Fighting Illini. That included an 86-80 loss December 10th in Illinois. Cam Jones scored 14, Chase Ross 11, and number 16 Marquette cruised to an 80-56 win over Seton Hall last night. Ben Gold scored 10 points for Marquette. Seton Hall was led by Isaiah Coleman with 13. Number 2 Florida with a win against Oklahoma last night, 85-63, and Michigan State top Purdue 75-66. The NBA gets back to action tonight with Charlotte playing at the LA Lakers.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
5:22 the time, 14 below zero the temperature. So let's get limbered up. Ouch. Okay, here we go. It's aerobic polka time. A one and a two and a...
Was it true? Dann stege ich singen, habe ich stark und meine Kappen gut. Und wenn sie dann nach Liegen schläft, mein lieber Mann mal rum, dann nehm ich den Besen still und hol die Augen drauf.
Oh, yes, the jolly Cooper Smith polka from the Ridgeland Dutchman right there. You don't get serious about the day until you hear that aerobic polka, right? Oh, my goodness. 5:25 the time. Here's Ernest Tubb and Loretta Lynn.
I take too much abuse from you. That's all I ever get.
Yeah, calling a man like you a husband is just like calling a wildcat a pet. You'd better stop your running around, straighten up and start moving on.
But who's gonna take your garbage out when I pack my bags and gone? Each day you walk all over me, can't you take another route? Out when I pack my bags and gone. I know you think I'm running round, that's why you're so keen.
Now that's another line of the same old stuff that I hope you don't expect me to believe. Go out tonight but don't come back, cause you just lost at home.
But who's gonna take your garbage out when I pack my bags and gone? I'm running round, and that's why you're so keen.
Now that's another line of the same old stuff that I hope you don't expect me to believe. Go out tonight, but don't come back, cause you just lost a home.
But who's gonna take your garbage out when I pack my bags and gone? Honey, who's gonna take your garbage out when I pack my bags and gone? You're gonna miss me, honey, gal.
Are you kidding?
Trisha Yearwood on WRCO, the Light in the Mail Cow Show. Today, sun mixed with a few clouds, still cold, a high of 10. The cold weather advisory goes until 10 this morning. Northwest winds will be around 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and brisk and a low of 3 degrees below zero. Thursday, partly cloudy, somewhat warmer, a high of 21. Friday, 23, mostly sunny, still cooler than normal but pleasant, and a high of 23. Right now, 14 degrees below zero. That is the overnight low. We're at 5:30 on a Wednesday morning, February 19th.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
A senator says it's too soon to know how farmers might be impacted by firings at the Department of Agriculture. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Follow coverage of the 2024 National Ethanol Conference this week right here and at brownfieldagnews.com. To learn more about America's ethanol industry, go to ethanolrfa.org. Work continues to secure year-round E15. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has more from the 2025 National Ethanol Conference in Nashville.
A bill has been reintroduced into the U.S. Congress that would allow year-round E15. Kenneth Hartman, president of the National Corn Growers Association, says the goal is to get that bill signed into law.
We know that the administration, from what we understand, is positive on E15, so we're hoping that and the new Congress are going to support this and that we can get this bill passed.
He tells Brownfield getting year-round E15 is a priority, but if the U.S. ethanol industry wants to remain competitive, it has to have room to grow.
We're also looking at higher blends of ethanol. We've had the Next Generation Fuel Act that's been working on over the years that's basically going to higher blends of ethanol, higher octane. We feel like that's where we need to go. That's where some of the other foreign countries are going.
From Nashville, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley suggests it's too soon to know how farmers might be impacted by firings at the Department of Agriculture. The Iowa Republican tells Brownfield it's not clear how many federal workers are affected.
But if services aren't going to be delivered the way they should be and the way they have been, then I expect those positions to be filled.
He says some federal employees could take a buyout during the administration's 90-day review period. USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service and the National Animal Health Laboratory Network were among the federal offices impacted by the layoffs. Wisconsin's FFA state president says his term in office has been a whirlwind so far, and he's enjoying it. Jesse Thompson from the Gaylectric Trempealeau School District is about two-thirds finished with his term. He tells Brownfield his biggest goal for the balance of his term is to keep serving members, chapters, and communities.
Travel to different events, work with FFA members, work with corporate partners more than I ever have before. I want to be on the road. I want to be connecting with people every day that I can because the time is limited. And like I said, time flies, and I'm excited to make every moment matter.
Thompson says in Wisconsin, one of the highlights of FFA Week is going to the state capitol on President's Day. Thompson says one of the important topics brought up during discussions with lawmakers was funding for agricultural careers and technical student organizations. He says Wisconsin is one of just 9 states where ag education is not part of the state budget. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agriamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. Agri America streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The Agri America app is the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, Agri America is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. Agri America.
Direct cash cattle trade remained sluggish and cash hogs were steady to higher. Good morning, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Tuesday was a quiet day for cash cattle country, as bids and asking prices still have not been established. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the second half of the week. Inclement weather has played a factor in sale barn activity already this week, and that will likely continue as several barns across the country have canceled sales this week. Meanwhile, at the Tri-State Livestock Auction in Nebraska on Monday, there weren't enough feeder steers and heifers to show a comparison to last week. Big cattle showed a lower trend. USDA says demand was moderate to good, and total receipts were down from a week and year-ago levels. Feeder supply included 51% steers, and 96% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 973 pounds, brought $253.25. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 855 pounds, sold for $248.75. Boxed beef closed mixed on Tuesday, with choice up 7 cents at $315.77, and select down 252 at $303.71. Estimated cattle slaughter was 118,000 head. Cash hogs were steady to higher on Tuesday with solid closing negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. Buyers at those markets had to raise bids after not moving a whole lot of ready numbers on Monday. Weather's expected to have an impact on movement in some areas for much of the week. Wholesale demand has shown some signs of improvement. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 228 with a base range of 84 to 93.50. Butcher hogs at the Midwest cash markets were steady on Tuesday. Barrels and gilts were priced at $62. Sows ranged from $62 to $68. Boars were marked at $20. At Illinois, barrels and gilts were $3 higher at $51 to $61. Slaughter sows were $4 higher at $57 to $69. Pork values were lower at the close, down $3 at $99.47. Estimated hog slaughter was 490,000 head. At the CME, live cattle were mixed on Tuesday ahead of the week's direct business, while feeders were sharply higher thanks to technical buying. Lean hog futures were up modestly on technical support, but gains were limited by the midday drop in pork. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Hello, this is Chase Heston with Timsuck Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. We had a snowy day sale and a good crowd. Large squares topped at $165 a ton and large rounds topped at $65 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Looking to sell or liquidate your collection or even real estate, give us a call, 608-723-4020 for more info, or go to www.timsuckauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Heston. Have a great day.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Monday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are up and declining crop conditions in Argentina. March beans were 2.5 higher at 1038.5, and May was up 2.75 at 1055.5. March corn was 5.75 higher at 502, and May was up 7 at 515.75. Live cattle were mixed at a direct business. April was down 22 at 194.02, and June was 5 lower at 190.40. On technical buying, March feeders were up 337 at 269.72. And on technical support, both gains limited by the lower midday move in pork, April hogs were up 60 cents at 93.20. May lean hogs were 45 higher at 96.87. We're online at brownfieldagnews.com. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
It's a good time to be a beef producer. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Fresh air and sunshine are abundant on most farms and ranches. Farmers need to take care working in the sun, though. Excess exposure can lead to heat stroke and dehydration in the short term and potential skin cancer long term. Protect yourself. Wear sunscreen, loose clothing, and a wide brim hat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Cattle producers are doing well these days. Cattle Facts CEO Randy Block spoke at the recent Cattle Con in San Antonio.
It wasn't that many years ago, 25 to 50% of the consumer eating experiences were not good. They were not favorable. And when they came back and they voted with their wallet, we weren't getting their votes, were we?
Block says producers knew they had to act.
The industry got the message. Focus on the quality. That quality focus that we've had as we've looked across the industry is translated to this change in beef demand.
And says Block, it's paying off.
$800 a head is what that demand growth has been worth from the demand lows in 1998. $60 a hundred at the fed cattle level.
Block says cattle producers are putting out a higher quality product.
They expect high quality beef day in and day out, and they expect it to be safe, nutritious, and just a wonderful eating experience. And I think we've been able to deliver as an industry, but we're not there yet.
Block says he expects retail beef prices to go up.
We will see some weakening in beef demand show up in here in 2025 and 2026. That's how markets work, so just be aware of that.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange, a family-owned auction business, hosts the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning at 9. This week's sale is all beef and new crop yearling cattle only, featuring red-hided cattle and accepting all breeds of beef. No Holsteins at this auction. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all across the country. Remember, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning at 8:30. For more information on all sales, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Another state is ready to start testing raw milk. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Minnesota will begin testing raw milk for the H5N1 virus. Agriculture Commissioner Tom Peterson tells Brownfield the USDA mandate goes into effect for their state next Monday, February 24th.
And those will be on ones that are already tested by the Department of Agriculture. So farmers won't notice. We'll pull an extra sample to work through that. And we'll be on a rolling sample of every farm in a one-month cycle.
He says the goal is to test most of the more than 1,800 dairy farms in the state.
Other states have started this. Michigan, Nevada, this is how it was found in Nevada here last week, and also Arizona over the weekend.
Peterson says there is no concern for the safety of the public milk supply, as all milk sold in stores is pasteurized to kill bacteria and viruses, including H5N1. The global dairy trade index was down 0.6% in Tuesday's trading. Prices for all dairy products except butter were down, with cheddar cheese, lactose, and skim milk powder taking the biggest price drops. As for the individual products, butter up 2.2%, mozzarella cheese down 0.1%, whole milk powder down 0.2%, anhydrous milk fat fell 0.8%, skim milk powder down 2.5%, lactose down 3.4%, cheddar cheese down 3.4% as well. Cash dairy prices were steady to lower except butter Tuesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange in a quiet market. Dry whey unchanged, 55.5 cents, no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks unchanged since last Thursday at 192, no sales. Barrels went down 0.25 cents to 181.5, no sales. Butter up 3.25 cents at 241 with 9 sales. Not that dry milk unchanged at 128 and no sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place, hunting, searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
Today's sun mixed with a few clouds, still cold, a high of 10 degrees above, northwest winds around 10, 3 below for tonight's low, and then tomorrow, Thursday, partly cloudy, somewhat warmer, a high of 21. Right now in Richland Center, we have an east wind around 2 miles per hour, and it is 14 degrees below zero. There are no delays or cancellations. It looks like it's going to be an on-time morning in southwest Wisconsin after there were many delays yesterday with that wind chill around 30 below. We're not close to that this morning. Wednesday morning, February 19th, as we start the chores on the Light in the Milk House show.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation. And men like Will and Sonny making moves. Living like a gypsy, always on the go. Doing what the best know how to do. Jamming gears got to be a fever. Cause men become addicted to grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man. And a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. All night country music keeps them going. And Will and Sonny keep on moving on. A good hot cup of coffee is waiting up ahead. And the rhythm of the highway hums along. Jamming gears has got to be a fever. Cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man. And a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Really think it's great. Seems I left a part of my heart somewhere in the to see you again. Hello, Texas. It sure is good to see me a friend. Oh, hello, Texas.
Hello, Texas.
Sure is good to see you again.
Hello, Texas.
Sure is good to see me a friend.
But Graham on WRCO, hello, Texas. It's 9 minutes before six. We'll get Tony Schumacher in with a look at weather in just a little bit here this morning.
Let's have a big, warm London Palladium country-style welcome for the world's number one country artist. Ladies and gentlemen, Buck Owens and the Buckaroos.
Engineer would see him setting endless shade. Listen to the rhythm that the drivers made. People coming by, they would stop and wait. Oh, mama, that little country boy could play.
Go, go!
People come from miles around to hear you play the guitar when the sun goes down. Maybe someday your name will be Elias, but Johnny, be good tonight.
Go, 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 go.
Buck Owens and the Buckaroos on WRCO's Light in the Mail Cow Show.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Get ready, Molly B fans. The Baraboo Area Senior Citizen Organization invites you to a special benefit concert for the Outdoor Pool Fund in Baraboo. Molly B brings her energetic polkas and more March 2nd at 1 p.m. at the Baraboo Arts Center. Tickets are just $30 and all proceeds support a great cause. Get yours today at the Bosco office, open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. or call 608-356-8464 for more details. Don't miss out. Great music for a great cause on March 2nd. Molly B in Baraboo.
Explore Boscobel, Wisconsin's top outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce invites you to visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services, including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage is a family-owned business, open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon. If it's here, it's for sale at J&J Recycling and Salvage. And HercuLift is your local material handling supplier with service, parts, and rental equipment, as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 1-800-362-3500 for HercuLift in Boscobel.
Are you looking to brighten up your space? Right now at Court & Main, everything lighting is 25% off. From sleek modern lamps to cozy warm styles, we've got something for every room. Whether you're updating your living room or adding a little glow to your bedroom, you'll find the perfect piece at a great price. Hurry in, this sale won't last long. Only at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center. Visit us today or call us at 608-647-8713. Exclusions do apply. See store for details.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the cold air is still locked in across the region, although maybe not quite as severe as it was yesterday. So that's good news. Moderation in the air mass will continue the next couple of days, with temperatures actually getting back to normal for the weekend as mild Pacific air floods across the country. Now, there is a weak disturbance coming down from the northeast, causing some flurries up in far northern Wisconsin this morning. Some of those could drift south down across the eastern part of the state by tonight, but currently it looks like they may miss us off to the east. Otherwise, back to partly sunny skies tomorrow, and the same story for Friday and Saturday. Again, that warmer air coming in, which will reach its maximum early next week, we could be running a good 10 degrees above normal. There will be a weather system or two skirting to the north of us starting this weekend, keeping some precipitation chances just north of us. Eventually, by about Monday or Tuesday, we could see some very light activity around here. Here's that forecast for today, a cold weather advisory until 10 o'clock in the morning, as wind chills could still be down around 20 below zero. Sunshine mixed with a few clouds, high near 10, northwest wind up to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy and chilly tonight, low near 3 below zero. Tomorrow should be partly cloudy and somewhat warmer, high near 21, northwest wind close to 10 miles per hour. Thursday night mostly clear, still cold, low at 2 below zero. Friday mostly sunny, high temperature about 23, should be a fairly nice day. As we head into Saturday, partly cloudy and a bit warmer, low 7, high up to 28. Sunday partly or mostly cloudy, noticeably warmer, low 18 degrees, high in the upper 30s. Monday, slight chance of morning sprinkles or flurries. Otherwise, some breaks of sunshine and mild, high 44. And next Tuesday, mostly cloudy, high 41, with a 30% chance of light rain and snow. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
14 below zero at WRCO Radio. Yesterday's high was 11. Record high 63 in 2017. Record low 23 below zero in 1959. Last year's high was 47 and the low 19. Sunset will occur at 5:37 this afternoon. Sunrise this morning will be at 6:53. North to northeast winds at 2. Barometer at 30.43. No precipitation today. Again, a far cry from yesterday's 25 below, but it's still cold. No record breaker this morning, but negative 14 is our current reading.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
There are no school announcements to pass along today. It looks like they're going to try to run everything on time. WRCO-FM Richland Center, where the news update from ABC is sponsored by Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop. By the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions, and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. And by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A big snow headed for a big part of the country. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
Another cross-country storm slamming cities from Oklahoma and Arkansas to the East Coast. An emergency now declared in North Carolina, preparing for treacherous travel and power outages. Up to 6 inches of snow could fall in Kentucky, where some people still don't have power after floods over the weekend killed at least 14 people. The same winter system turning roads into sheets of ice in the plains. In the West, deadly avalanches in Oregon